Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fan. It's getting really dark, yeah, cloud-wise out here by the radio station, the Hell's Quarters. Yeah. I don't know what everybody else has going on, but it is dark. Looks like it's gonna be a super nice old dark. Big thunderstorm here at some point soon.
It's coming through.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy.
Got all kind of alerts on my phone right now.
Butler, I don't get those. I wonder why I don't
get them.
You got an alert?
Yeah, lightning detected near you, last known location. Remain sheltered in place for the next 30 minutes.
What the heck?
Well, that could be an app, too.
He's right by me, and I don't get the same alerts he does. You're not that far from the station.
Do you have a Weather Channel app or something like that?
AccuWeather.
Yeah, maybe they don't do it. Yeah. Oh, you got to have an iPhone. You got to have an iPhone. I don't know what y'all got.
Hopefully this thunderstorm doesn't take Leroy and Gary away from us here on the Wendy's Big Show as we're working on remote location.
You know, black folks scared of lightning. I used to get up under the bed.
I'm scared of lightning, too. So.
Well, you know what your mama told you?
Yell under the bed.
No.
What she said, don't take a shower.
I do not.
Don't keep be going. On the phone, but it was a
don't
rotary
phone. Don't be on the
phone.
Don't be on the phone now. And Lee Robinson on the phone.
You know, I'm right next
to the window on the phone with headphones in my ear. I may get shot right in your earlobe.
I'm worried about that. Yeah, honestly, yeah, you and Leroy. Yeah, a little bit concerned.
No, your mom.
My mom told me that the reason why they would say that, because they didn't want people to go out while it was lightning. They would tell us things to scare us to keep us inside. It makes sense. Don't go out there. You won't get struck by lightning. But you can't have it.
Hey, Gary, you remember back, this should not be on the air, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Do you remember back in the old studio when we would get zapped in the headphones from time to time?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, man. I need some hesitation, these people, man.
We would get would feel like you would get electrocuted. You take your headphones, you're like, wah! Right in the middle of his show, you get, like, zapped.
Man. I got to go call Mitch, man. I forgot about that. See, most stuff I don't put up with these people, man, I need some hazard pay.
Oh, the times we've gone through.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, so the Bucks schedule is out, as is the rest of the NBA schedule.
What's
and
the
as
schedule,
as dude? You can see, it's pretty much national TV. So, Friday, here are the games quickly in case you have not seen or heard yet. Bucks at the Celtics, 5:30 Central tip on Friday, July 31st. That game will be on ESPN. Sunday, August 2nd, that game at 7:30 p.m. against the Rockets. That game will be on ABC on Sunday night, August 2nd. Tuesday, August 4th against the Nets, a 12:30 in the afternoon start. That game will be getting done right around in the first hour of our show that day. That game is on NBA TV on August 4th. Thursday, August 6th, Bucks against the Heat on TNT, 2 in the afternoon start there. Saturday, August 8th, a 7:30 tip against the Mavericks. The game's on ESPN. Monday, August 10th, a 5:30 in the afternoon start against the Raptors on ESPN. Tuesday, August 11th, against the Wizards. Don't know yet where that one's going to be. And then Thursday, August 13th, against the Grizzlies. Again, don't know where that one will be on TV as well. But all of these games look like they will be on national TV for the Milwaukee Bucks. So that is a beautiful thing as they get all rotated around. Are you looking forward to the day game afternoon slate Gary Ellerson, having him on while we're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, any basketball back is good basketball, Steve. Come on, man. I don't care who.
Because we have that with the Brewers, where they're playing while we're on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're talking about that. I'm just saying, just basketball in general is back. I mean, just let's see what we got. Now, they're playing the Celtics. Yeah, they're playing the Celtics, right? I mean, I don't know what that's going to look like. Maybe Giannis plays. Maybe he doesn't. The Bucks are already in it. They, you know, so, I mean, I don't know. But I'm just happy to have it back. But, yeah, you got to look at the schedule. But for the most part, their schedule is not, I mean, it doesn't really do anything to them, but I'm glad they release it. I'm glad it's out. I'm glad I get a chance to see a glimpse of Giannis, what they can do. Glad to see Middleton back. And I just, you know, I just hope and pray that, because was it Matthew Velasquez?
Yeah, Matt Velasquez, yep.
Yeah, I'm glad, him too. I'm glad, you know, that he was talking about, listen, you may not see a lot of these guys, but still, we know what the Bucks can do, and he still think they're going to, you know, do well in the playoffs and in the finals here. So that's a good
thing. Hey, man, let's keep this 100. They're going to be Boston by 10. They're going to be Houston by 15. They're going to be Brooklyn by 25.
I don't think it much matters, Leroy.
They're going to be Miami by 2. They're going to be Dallas by 15. They might lose to Toronto, so give them that one. They're going to lose. They're going to win by 25 against Washington and go, well, Memphis, I don't know, that to be determined. I don't know. But come on, guys, stop it. There's nothing to see here, man. There's no electricity at all. They're going to beat all these teams. All of them. There are no at all of them losing the number one seed overall at all, period. None. Nilch. Nothing.
I agree with you. And it's, to me, that
the only one I'm really scared of is Toronto and maybe Miami. Because Miami seemed to have something.
Spoelstra.
It just got, I don't know if they got something or not, but, you know, Toronto defending champs, you know, but who cares if they lose two games out of that? Let's get to the playoffs.
I'm just gonna say this.
What you just gonna say?
If there wasn't a pandemic in the middle of this thing, I would have went into this saying, I just don't think they're gonna get beat by anybody. Miami probably gives them the toughest matchup, but other than that, now, I have no idea. I mean, it's way too hard to look at this and go, yep, we're definitely going to run the table. Because you don't know who you might lose along the way to COVID-19. You have no idea. You don't know who's in shape, who's not in shape on these teams coming back from this thing. Because I'm willing to bet you not everybody is coming back in the same shape they were in when they left. There are some guys, I've heard this, that didn't think they were going to come back. Thought the season was over. Like, we're not coming back. I'm not going to bust my hump like we're coming back in a couple of weeks.
Well, they're going to play themselves in shape, though, Steve.
Correct. And it's going to take them, eight games or whatever it is, and some training camp and a couple exhibition games to get themselves back in shape.
But these guys don't get really out of shape. They're in shape. They're ready.
All the guys got six-packs, man. They're good.
Yeah.
Luka does not have a six-pack in Dallas. No.
Luka got game.
Well, maybe, but he don't have a six-pack.
So you don't need one of you, Luka.
But Luka ain't never had a six-pack before, though, either.
100.
Correct. No, right.
So he's
absolutely.
Good.
I'm just saying, they are all in great shape.
I would think they would be, and I think really we took out of context that these guys weren't getting shooting, you know, hoops up, and they didn't have hoops in their houses. These guys are athletes at the supreme level. They're not going to have the issue with that. I think they may have some issue at the beginning, the first couple games, you know, just to get going and learn your teammates all over again. But if you're good like Giannis, you're good. I mean, don't leave me. Don't leave me. If you don't know that joke, just keep it moving. I mean, Giannis is amazing, man. The guy's just funny. On TikTok, if you follow him on TikTok, you will be dying laughing. He's hilarious. I expect J.R. Smith to make a difference with the Lakers because Bradley is not playing. I don't understand how Crawford is not on somebody's roster coming off the bench. But if I'm the Bucks, my roster is set. I know we had fun with that topic. Who would you add or whatever? They don't need anybody. They got everything they need. They got chemistry and everything. It may be some teams, if they pick up a guy, I guess tomorrow's the last, they have to pick up a guy too. It may be some chemistry problem. But for the most part, if you're good, you're good. You just are. If everybody's slow, fine. The best teams will still, the one seed will still be a one seed, two, three, four. Then I don't think any upsets will come. If it is, I guess it's good. It would be good for the NBA if they get an upset. I mean, I don't know if more people are watching one of these teams get knocked off, but I think it'd be healthy for the NBA to say everything was on a level playing field. There was no advantages, you know? So, yeah, can a eighth seed knock off one? I guess it happened before, maybe. But when you put in a pandemic, I guess anything can happen, but I don't expect it to happen. I don't think the NBA does either.
See, that's going to be the other thing, too, when you look at this whole deal from the Bucks standpoint, is can they come out shooting like they were shooting last year at the beginning of this year? Can they come out knocking down that three pretty consistently
and being that
team to – because if they are hitting that three-point shot consistently, then they are going to be a handful, and they're going to be very tough to beat in the playoffs. I don't care who they play. If they're not knocking down the three at the torrid pace that they've done in the last couple of years, then they're going to be beatable. They just are. And you understand going into this that once we get to the playoffs, you are going to have teams ready to rock and roll for Giannis. You've given all of these coaches a little bit extra time here to prepare for a Giannis-led Bucks team if they were to get him in a six- or seven-game series. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think most of these NBA head coaches sat around the entire COVID-19 pandemic and didn't do any tape study and didn't do anything trying to figure out how they were going to be better when they came back from this thing. You would have to think if you're Boston, if you're Toronto, if you're Philly, if you're Miami, if you're any of those teams, including, I guess, the top Western Conference teams, you're looking at the Bucks going, all right, what's the best way to attack these guys? Because odds are we're going to have to face them at some point here in the playoffs. It would just be like if you had a pandemic in the middle of the Michael Jordan Bulls. And I'm not saying they're the Jordan Bulls, but every coach in the playoffs is going to be thinking about what's the best way to stop this. I got some extra time here to figure this out based on how they've played this year. What's the best way to attack them? In games they've lost, how have they lost them? What has been done to them? If I was a coach in Eastern Conference playoffs, that's what I would have been focused on. You know, if I'm Toronto, I'm worried about Boston. I'm worried about Miami. I'm worried about Milwaukee. You know, those are the teams I'm looking at. And maybe not. Maybe these coaches were just sitting around their feet propped up and not really thinking about that aspect of it during the pandemic. I guess we'll have to wait and see how this whole thing goes.
You got a point based on what Toronto did winning four straight. They came up with something, but I thought that was unprecedented. Again, I don't know why people want to punch Superman. He's made out of steel. You could look at every way until they found kryptonite. That one time, I guess they did find something. But that one time they found the kryptonite, everybody else, all the other bad guys, they never, nothing they can do about it. So there's nothing you can do about the Bucks. Okay, Nick Nurse came up with a plan. It worked. You trying to tell me the Bucks are sitting around letting team just attack them? They're doing the same thing, Steve.
No doubt.
Right? Well, they ain't just sitting around neither.
But everybody is.
Yeah, but right, look, for them, though.
He's looking ways for that not to happen.
But wait a second. If you're the Bucks, let's look at it from Budenholzer's perspective, right?
Yeah.
Eastern Conference, who is that team that you're concerned about and you're looking at? I think if you're Budenholzer, you're probably looking at the Lakers and the Clippers and going, these are the two teams that I foresee having possible issues with. Those are the teams that maybe I'm game planning for. And obviously, he's got more respect for the other teams in the East than probably I do. But, I mean, if you look at the Celtics, yes, they got a bunch of talent. Toronto, there's no more Kawhi Leonard. Philadelphia's been a mess, a complete mess. So unless they figure out their issues, they're beatable. That's been clear as day throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And then Miami. Al Spoelstra, that's more of a defensive thing than anything else. As far as how am I going to attack Spoelstra's defense when he gives us the looks that he's given us here the last couple of years to where we can be more effective and score more points. All right.
Yeah, I think that's what you're hoping. Right.
Right. Yeah. Let's go to Ram on the north side. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. What's going on, Gary?
What's up, boss?
Leroy, was you working on your chopper, on your time off?
All the time, cuz.
All right, man. When I say you're going to have to wear a vest, bro, because I'm going to shoot you, bro.
I'm going to just step back in the shoe. I don't go to the hole.
I'm older than you. You got to come out and close out.
All I got to do is create space and let it go, man, and start walking down the court. Create space. Leave me alone, man. What
Leroy,
you got coming up?
Leroy, you know you got a jab step, Leroy. Jab step.
Yeah. Swing jab. Through jab step, let it
swing
go.
Swing through jab step.
Okay,
let it go.
Okay. I'm going to make a dance a little bit, Gary. I'm going to make a dance a little bit.
You're going to get that left foot. You're going to get that left foot, you know, pivot right down there and swing
like
that right one. Yeah, swing that
left
right
foot
one across a little bit.
Slide.
And then jab step him. jab step him, Roy. You know how you do it. You know Ram going to go for the open air and the tailpipe every time.
Yeah.
He's an eagle.
Yeah,
he's an eagle joker. You know, he's real eagle. He real eager.
I'm gonna let it go.
You ain't gonna play no D because you ain't real eager. You gonna go for the jab step over there.
Okay. He's going
all I gotta do is get one stop on you, Ram. That's it.
What?
Yeah, all I gotta do is get one stop, and I can win 14-15.
You'll be getting out the ball out the net most of the game.
Well, you ain't, cause you can't do nothing, Ram.
Man, what you got on the Bucks, man?
I'm not coming out there, Gary. I'm not coming down there where you at. I'm gonna make you come to me. Hey, I'm gonna say this, Sparky. I know you real overconfident about what the Bucks can do with the East, but I think it's three major problems in the East.
I got to hear this.
And what I'm saying is you got to beat a team four times. And Toronto showed you stop Giannis, make somebody else beat you. That's what's going to be the concern. You stop Giannis from penetrating. Ooh. And make them other guys beat you.
Who else up besides Toronto?
I don't disagree, Ram. Middleton and Bledsoe have to play well.
I like Miami.
You're right. Middleton, Bledsoe.
Miami was the last time they played them. And they got a healthy Andre Iguodala. Tyler Hero just went crazy. Oh, my God. He can shoot, though.
Tyler Hero. I mean, yeah. I like Tyler Hero. He can shoot it.
I like him a lot.
But he ain't no difference maker, though. Is he, Ram? Is he a difference maker?
None is nice. And Robinson. Duncan Robinson, they can spread the floor, and Bam can put body. Giannis is not physical, man. You know, like I keep telling you.
What did you just say?
Listen to what I'm saying.
What did you just say?
Just let him talk. Go ahead, Ram. Okay, go ahead.
What I'm saying is, he ain't got no low post game.
I'm not gonna say nothing. Go ahead and finish.
What game Ram been watching? I watch these games, and I'm looking at the games.
Ram, how you think you score all these points, Ram?
What I'm saying is, he bring the ball. He coming down court. He not setting up at the top or on the low block.
Ram, where the young score most of his points at?
Going downhill into the paint.
Okay.
And off the wing.
Oh, you're saying like a low post? Right. He doesn't have a low post move or a game. Yeah. Back to the basket. Back to the basket. Back to the basket, what you're saying.
Right.
Got you. Okay.
And then the other team, Sparky mentioned, Celtics.
Who?
Brad Stevens is a good coach.
Oh, man. Hang up on this guy, man.
No, listen.
Man, this guy ain't won nothing, man, with all that talent he done had the last few years.
Get Leroy. He got three guys that can get 20-plus in a game. And what I'm saying is, who do you got to counter that? Like Jalen – don't forget about Marcus Smart. He's a good defender, and he is.
He's a dog, man.
He was there when the Bucks won four straight.
But your team lost four in a row. Middleton couldn't beat the Celtics four in a row. Not four in a row, but, you know, they lost four games.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I thought the Bucks should have got Jamal Crawford or Shumpert. Yeah. One of those guys, they need another guy with that second unit.
They don't have enough time to do the chemistry part with those guys.
Well, it don't make no difference now. But it's like, okay, last point. But this is like right now it's like an AAU / NCAA format.
I agree.
You're playing in a neutral location, you're playing all your games there now. So
you're right.
You're not going to have five serve there now.
You're right.
So now you got – it's just like, Leroy, when both of you guys played in the pros, like, it's different when you're on the road playing than versus at home.
Yeah, but everybody's playing on the road, though, Ram. It ain't just them.
True. But then the other team got guys that, like Leroy, if you used to call up George and say, man, I'm going to meet you at the playground, he there. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got guys like that.
Yes, we do,
What do you mean?
Ram, thank you for your phone call, Ram.
What do you mean we ain't got guys like that?
Thank you, Ram. Love you,
Ram. What's wrong with Ram, man?
He made some great points, but hey, man,
wrong
listen,
with Ram?
I don't know why y'all sleep. I tell you what you do, Steve.
Tell me on the other side.
When you come back, tell me how good the Bucks are when Giannis is not on the floor or didn't play. Okay?
Sure. Yeah. All right, we'll do. Gary Ellerson, tell us who the MVP of Windows and Doors are.
Well, the pillar Windows and Doors. You know that all the time. You know Joe Zinzola tried to crack a joke on me the other day when I did my pillow windows and doors read, Steve.
Oh, about you busting a window with a golf ball?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
When I shared the window with the golf ball. Steve's dog leg was a dog leg, right, Steve.
I remember.
And there's a house by 270 out, Steve. And I was slicing all day long, man. So I said, man, I'm going to play this slice on this because that thing – That thing, the house set right in the cut, right on that, when it go make the right turn. So, Steve, I loaded up to the left. I'm playing it left. I'm thinking that thing going to curve, slice right on back in, right on the green. Steve, I set up to the left, let that thing go, went straight as the arrow. Bay y'all! And they had, Steve, she had window cylinder flow. Tore them all out.
She was not happy when she walked up.
I wouldn't have been happy. I probably scared the hell out of her, though. I'm lucky she had no heart attack. Folks, if that ever happened to you, call my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, and that's for Gina Della, guys. They've been making fresh air and sunshine easy, beautiful, and affordable with your choice of 12-year, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Pella been in the business of fresh air and sunshine for 95 years, folks, with innovations like between the glass blinds and shades to let the sunshine in as much as you want, away from dust, dirt, and little hands. And Pella's amazing roll screen, people, to let in a breeze anytime you need it, then roll out of sight when you don't. Feel invigorated knowing everything is Pella measured, Pella made, Pella installed, and backed by some of the strongest warranties in the business. Plus, breathe easier with 12-year, 2.99% APR financing, or 5 years, no interest, and 5 months, no payments. Certain restrictions apply. Guys, set your free consultations today at PellaWI.com.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler.
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever is going on outside, it appears to be moving fast. I can see the clouds.
Yeah, it's moving over
pretty quick.
It is going pretty rapidly.
It does, yeah.
Still kind of dark.
Don't have any rain here, though. I said, there's some lightning outside in Hale's Corner. So.
There is some lightning.
So we'll see. Okay, Leroy Butler wanted to know what the Bucks numbers were without Giannis this year.
What are they, Steve?
The most current numbers that executive producer Dan Plucker could find, Bucks without Giannis as of February 11th. At that point, they were 5-0 with a 51.1% field goal percentage, 43.7% from three. 124.5 points per game without him. Combined records of teams they beat were 99 and 167, so they weren't playing very good teams. Middleton also had a 50-point game against the Kings without Giannis.
What are you talking about?
Now, add Giannis to that. Who are you scared of?
They're not the same team with and without him, though.
Oh, man, I knew you were going to come out. You should just...
Well, they're not. Chris Middleton's not the same player with Giannis as he is without Giannis. Chris Middleton without Giannis is far more aggressive and willing to be the guy. Chris Middleton with Giannis is only that guy when Giannis isn't on the floor. That's what it is.
The game plan. The game plan changes, right? When Davante Adams is out, they won a bunch of games. When he comes back, the carries for Aaron Jones. So you're still a good team, though. I mean, either way works, in my opinion. I'd rather have number 34. So, the numbers are even better with him. But without him, for some reason, the reason why we say that, because we said if a guy like Giannis or LeBron James is not there, if the guy wasn't feeling well, I'm not going to say COVID-19, but if they're not feeling well, if they get injured, pull hamstring because everybody's getting they back running around for a period of time, the Bucks will be fine. Okay, but I know what people are going to say. Well, if that's the case, Leroy, why would they give him a super max if they're that good without him? And I tell those people, go away until October. I'm not trying to hear that right now. Hurts my argument, so I ain't trying to hear that.
Well, obviously, he's one of the best players in basketball. So obviously,
No, that's not true. That's not true.
What's not true?
What you said says.
Giannis is not one of the best players in basketball?
No.
So you're going to correct me and say he is the best player in basketball?
Yes, man.
Who don't
know that?
That would be the only acceptable reason to disagree with that statement. So, okay, I'm fine with
he's
that.
He's the best player in the league the last 2 years, man. And you know how much I love LeBron James.
How much I love.
Come on now, you're the best player.
Whoa.
I don't think anybody can dispute that, even if you're a Giannis hater, which I don't think is maybe two. And I don't know if they even own this universe. But he's the best player in the entire league the last 2 years. I mean, just check all the boxes. So he's going to be two-time MVP and all that. And I know what people are going to say, yeah, but whatever you want. Listen, you can deal with that later. But I just be wanting people to get their right titles when we just be talking to them. He's the best player in the league.
Okay.
Of course he's the best player in the league. We all know that.
Oh, okay. Well,
but if he's the best player in the league, then they should be the team to beat in the NBA if that's the case.
They are. Who said they're not?
Well, the odds don't say they are. The odds say the Lakers and Clippers are the teams to beat over the Bucks.
Man, them people ain't never played no basketball.
If we're talking about what the odds say, that's what the odds say. The odds don't say it's the Bucks.
Who's number one?
That they're the team. Lakers.
Who's number one overall?
Lakers.
No.
And now they got J.R. Smith, so that should add to the drama of that basketball team. That should be fun.
Nobody bigger Laker fan than me, and I'm not.
I don't know why they added J.R. Smith. I don't know where they were going there. You know who you're going to forget about how many timeouts they got left.
You know why?
Because he's friends with LeBron.
He's going to do the same thing Avery Bradley do. He do the same thing. They looked at it. Between him and Crawford, he gives them, and chemistry, of course, because they can get down, they don't have enough time for you to meet everybody. You know what? He's going to get a lot of wide open threes. You need somebody who's not scared to make them.
And also nominated most likely to leave the campus and go where and do what he wants to do. Likely of everybody
J.R. married, though. Got some children?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I think J.R. married. He ain't leaving no campus.
I don't think nobody's going to leave the campus and do that. They're going to be zero zilch. Nobody's going to break the rules, Steve. This is going to be unprecedented.
Because
every time you think about leaving, you put me in danger. So you can do that after you win the championship in Milwaukee. Then you can go leave all you want to. But now nobody is going to leave. Matter of fact, I think Toronto got down to Fort Myers. My nephew lived down there. I think they're down there now. Some of the officials down there setting up. But, you know, Florida got a lot of spikes and cases.
COVID-19.
They got to walk treadly.
The J.R. Smith stuff, that's going so well. Not going so well.
What happened? He had a snag.
What's wrong with J.R.?
Well, there's something going on with him and his wife, J.R. and Jewel Smith. That was in January. In February, then there was another headline. J.R. Smith shows rumored girlfriend Kat is Pat in love. And then another thing.
Get out of all that. Don't even read that stuff.
J.R. Smith responds to his wife blasting him.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Why are you told him to look this up?
There's a lot of not good stuff on this whole thing.
So is he not married or not? Is he married or not?
Well, I don't know if they're technically divorced, but they're definitely not together.
Oh, so he got some issues. When are the dates on this, Steve?
But going back to last December.
I'm talking about the ladies. That's old.
The last thing I see is February with him and his lightning. It goes back to February with him and his rumored girlfriend Candace Patton.
Okay.
And all that stuff don't be true, man. Y'all can't be reading that stuff. It ain't true, man.
He's the one that asked, man. I just Googled it and told you what came up. I didn't know if he was married.
We're trying to figure out whether he's gonna go off campus, go off script.
He's going off campus regardless.
He's not.
Right, because he looked like he might go off script, Leroy. You know that.
What do you mean look like? What are you talking about?
You know, J.R. look like he may go off script.
He's got a track record for going off script. You don't need to look like anything.
Nobody has a track record of going off script. We've never had a pandemic before.
You know what I'm talking about.
This is different.
Most likely to break curfew. How about that, Steve?
No, he's not on that list. Y'all must don't know who in the NBA.
Well, you need to Google J.R.
Nobody, none of these guys.
Man, I need to wait for this wonder, man. I got too much lightning coming. I got my back to the wonder, but I got lightning.
See, if you go to church, you got to do that.
My mama told me not never be on the phone when it be lightning like
that. J.R. Smith, most likely to end up in a private jet down to South Beach in the middle of the night and get back before the next day's practice.
Hey, Steve, what was that guy named? You remember the football player that played for the Raiders and went down to El Segundo somewhere and
that was the Alabama center who had some issues.
Leroy?
Yeah. Played at Alabama, had some issues.
Went down to El Segundo somewhere.
I don't think he ever played in the NFL again after that.
Too much negative, man.
Yeah. Welcome to the big show, Leroy. Hey.
Yeah, because ain't nobody talking about y'all relationship. Y'all have arguments with y'all ladies. And we ain't putting that up all on the internet. You and Steve.
Gary asked the question. I answered it.
I just asked.
You don't have to follow up with it, Steve. Just telling you ready to move on with the show, man. Leave all that gossip out. All that stuff ain't even true, dog.
You are the king of drama. Now you're all of a sudden the one playing innocent.
Well, let me
need to stop.
What's wrong with it?
Wait till I say get into it. Otherwise, you run the show.
What's wrong with this
Quit
guy?
Following up with Gary. Talking about what somebody
what's
arguing
wrong
with
this
they, arguing
what's
with
wrong with him is he's a Laker now, and now LaRoy's going to protect him. Time now for CBS.
Anybody that can't speak for themselves.
My stomach hurt.
Go on to the update. I'm glad to get that update. Thank you, update.
CBS News Now, and then Colin Kaepernick and a six-part documentary on Colin Kaepernick coming to Netflix. I'll tell you about that. Bofording Buzz of the Day up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back over there, hoping not to get struck by lightning. LaRoy.
Yeah, I moved myself from the window.
Good idea, yeah. LaRoy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist.
He
will not be taking a shower anytime soon as long as there's lightning outside. Nor will I.
Leroy, do you take showers every day?
Uh-oh.
We might have lost.
Might have already lost them. Now prayers up for LaRoy Butler.
Yeah, prayers up.
Okay, so time now to get to the Bofording Buzz of the Day.
It's time for the Bofording Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed-about beverage. 100% natural Bofording beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
All right, Bofording Buzz of the Day. This comes out earlier today. And it comes out through Joe Oderson.
Who there?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Where you find that guy?
Joe Oderson. Well, the Bleacher Report tweeted it out and then credited it him. Joe Oderson is with Variety Magazine, a senior TV writer for Variety Magazine. At that, and he put out earlier today that there is going to be a series about Colin Kaepernick's high school years. When They See Us. The writer for When They See Us is going to be writing the series as well, and it's going to be kind of based on Colin Kaepernick's high school life. Six-episode series is currently titled Colin in Black and White will be the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like this is going to be based on his youth, not about him sitting down for the national anthem during the Packer game, not Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthems, not his interaction with the Green Beret, not his workout that was supposed to be one place and he moved to another place in Atlanta. It's not going to be about any of that, but instead it's going to be more about his youth. The six-episode series is currently titled Colin in Black and White. It will provide a look at Kaepernick's early life as a black child growing up with a white adopted family and his journey to become a great quarterback while defining his identity. The series will also explore what led him to becoming a civil rights advocate. Kaepernick said, quote, "Too often we see race and black stories portrayed through a white lens. We seek to give new perspective to the differing realities that black people face. We explore the racial conflicts I faced as an adopted black man in a white community during my high school years. It's an honor to bring these stories to life in collaboration with Ava for the world to see." The series was originally conceived in 2019 and completed writing in May. Kaepernick will serve as narrator in addition to executive producer.
Paid.
What'd you say?
Paid.
He's getting paid?
Damn right.
Well, he better be getting something.
Well, of course he's getting paid. Yeah.
No. Paid and paid is different.
I'm confused.
When you the executive producer on it, you own it.
Well, the story's about his life. He better be getting paid.
A lot of people can do stories about people, and you ain't nothing you can do about it. you know, how you portrayed in The Last Dance and all that, because you couldn't touch it. So you mean to tell me that if Scottie Pippen can put his hands on a touch The Last Dance, he wouldn't change a few things? He's not the executive producer of that. So if it ain't making me look like I want to look, we're not airing that. But the only way you can do that, if you're an owner, executive producer is different. He's at a different level. I want to do my story.
Hey, M. Plucker, okay. Executive producer?
He is executive producer of the Wendy's Big Show, correct.
Why you think we get guests? Why you think the show flows? Because he's a part of that. His next job isn't going to say he was on the Big Show. I executive produced the Big Show with my best friend, Leroy Butler.
But Leroy,
that's going to get him the job paying $200,000.
This brings me to an interesting question.
You got to be producing, executive producing these things, man.
If Kaepernick is getting a six-episode series, and he's executive producer on his time growing up in high school and so forth, and they think people are going to watch this, why in the world has there been nothing done on you?
No money, Steve.
From your childhood to time at Florida State with Dion and Chili's Wendy, Chili's Wendy poured on your head, and all the other stuff you've been through, and then your time in Green Bay to Brett Favre to the Super Bowl, the Lambeau Leap. All of this other stuff you've been through, and nobody wants to do a movie or a TV series on you?
Well, you got to have resources for that. But I am writing that with some writers.
Get out of here. That is the most natural thing in the whole wide world, man.
See, Colin Kaepernick hot right now because there's so many people hate him as much as like him. So it's going to make it very polarizing. Because a lot of people do know.
All it's gonna do is just. I don't know how much they're gonna get. All it's gonna do is just turn people off. I mean.
No, I don't think so. I think it'll more. I think more people will like him.
Why would it turn people off?
Because people are tired of hearing about all this stuff, man. People are tired of hearing.
It ain't got nothing to do with that, though, Gary.
But they don't know that.
They
don't know that. They don't care. They don't want to know. It's more stuff about Kaepernick that they don't want to hear about. They don't want to hear any positive stuff about Kaepernick. They mind already made up.
Well,
it's just going to it's going to just create more foolishness in our society.
No, what? I disagree.
I don't think so.
He was from a mixed family, Gary. You
they
know
don't care about what he a mixed family or not.
I bet you they do.
Nobody cares. No, they don't care about that.
And he was adopted?
They don't care about
that. That's a whole other angle.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
And all the money he didn't gave away once he did.
They don't care about how much money he gave away.
That won't come up in it. That won't come up.
They don't care about that either.
Here's one you executive producer. You can always add.
Sure.
Just like I tell people about seasoning. You can always add, but you can't take it out. So don't use a lot of salt. Let people put their own salt in their food. Because you put too much any food salt, you got to throw it away.
Agreed.
So when you executive produce, you can say, hey, you know what? Let's evolve a little bit, like Leroy Butler and Brett Favre with the Jordan Love pick.
Right.
Let's add in this, maybe that. But all you want is people to watch. Whether they like it or not, it doesn't matter. But watching it, because you don't think Scottie Pippen wish his best friend, he thought, would be Michael Jordan. We the 2-1-2. Hey, man, let me touch that thing a little bit and let me look at me a little bit different. But he ain't got no credits on it. When they roll the credits, that's why I watch movies, Steve. I like to watch the credits. Let me see who owned this thing. Let me see how they put this thing together. Oh, that's how they do it. Oh, so that's who did the score. That's the music.
Right.
That's how the BET Awards did it. Amanda Seals. Okay, I like Amanda Seals. Okay, how they going to do BET Awards? How they going to pull this thing off? They got these people producing and moving and shaking. You know, Bob Johnson said the black people should start their own political party.
I saw that.
Ownership.
From BET, yeah. Hey,
I liked what he did. He's an executive producer. They can go in what they want.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and coming up next, Sean Devaney, formerly of Sporting News, now with Heavy.com, joins us to give us his take on the NBA schedule and who he thinks it favors and how he sees this playing out into Orlando. Coming up next here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler, and this guy here from Heavy.com. Sean Devaney joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Sean.
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Hey, going up.
All right, Sean. So since these schedules have come out, I've seen different articles. Winners and losers of the new NBA schedule out with these final eight games. We talked about the Bucks schedule a little bit earlier. I'm not quite so sure how much these Bucks players are even going to play in these eight games, considering they're like a game away from clinching the one seed. For these top teams like the Clippers, the Lakers, the Bucks, and so forth, how much do you think these starters are actually going to play in this abbreviated end to the regular season?
Yeah, it's going to be something that you've got to balance the need to get some chemistry back and to shake off some rust. Against the fear of getting players injured. You know, you just don't want that, obviously. And, you know, trying to ramp up relatively quickly after such a long layoff is definitely a dangerous thing as far as putting players in tough situations. At the same time, you know, you want to go into the playoffs, you know, with your momentum on your side, and you can't really do that if you're resting players and you haven't played together since March. So it's going to be a tough balance. You know, certainly if you're the Lakers and the Bucks, you're in a pretty good position because you get to make that choice. You don't have to fight for seeding at this point. But at the same time, you do want to get some of that chemistry back that you lost from, you know, not having played in 4 months.
Right. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at. You don't know how that's all going to shake out with them. Because if you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, everybody's been off. So I would think that most teams are trying to get that continuity back that they most certainly lost. But they're all in the same, you know, same cart together, though.
Yeah. One thing that the Bucks do have is that, you know, obviously there's been some changes to this roster, but it's much the same roster that they've had from last year. So these guys... Sure. are pretty familiar with. I think that their chemistry concerns are going to be less so than a team like the Clippers, you know, where that team just came together this year. They've had injuries all throughout the year and really haven't played together much, you know, even before we had the suspension of the season. So, you know, a team like that is going to have some real chemistry issues. I think with the Bucks, you know, the fact that this team is, you know, these guys are pretty well familiar with each other. You know, they'll probably be able to pick things up where they left off. They also have the advantage of, you know, you get into the first round of the playoffs, and even if you know, Orlando or somebody plays well, you're going to win that series. So, you know, you do have that first round to kind of get yourself moving in the right direction as well, where if you wind up, you know, in the three seed and you're going to have to play, you know, if Boston winds up with the three seed and they're playing the six seed, if it's Philadelphia or Indiana, that's a tough matchup. You're not going to be able to take it easy in that first round.
Yeah, Sean, I'm following you on Twitter, at Sean Devaney. I hope I said your name right. If not, apologize to your parents. Here's the thing, Sean. A lot of these Bucks fans are worried warriors. They're waiting for the shoe to drop. They just can't accept they have the best player the last 2 years. They can't accept they're going to be the number one seed. They're just waiting for them to get to the finals because of what happened last year with Toronto. The Bucks are still, I'm a Laker fan, but I think most people just want to get to the playoffs and get to the finals. And I think that, you know, the Bucks should be really the favorite to win it all and obviously come out of the East. Do you see anything different from that? Another team maybe challenging them?
No, I mean, you know, this is going to be a weird situation. You know, we're going to be seeing things that we haven't. So it's hard to judge in that context. But if you're just looking at talent, right? If you're just looking at, you know, who should be the team that comes out the other end, it's got to be Milwaukee. I mean, they do have head and shoulders advantages above Boston, above Toronto, above anybody who would challenge them in the Eastern Conference. You know, there is the concern that, you know, there's a little bit like an NCAA tournament kind of thing, and you know, playing on neutral courts and all that, and it's just not something anybody's used to. that that there could be more upsets than we're used to seeing. But I also tend to favor in a situation like this, over seven games, the team that has the best two players is probably going to win. You know, just in this kind of situation, I think that you know, because you get in a crunch time, you got a guy to go to. You know, you get in a situation where you're hitting a lull in the third quarter, you got a guy to go to, and no question that the Bucks in conference and the Celtics can't match that, and Toronto can't match that. There's nobody in the East who can match what Giannis does for the Bucks. So I'd say you'd have to give them an advantage, really for a number of reasons.
Yeah, I would think, too. Oh, go ahead real quick, Steve, because tomorrow I think is the last day, Sean, for maybe them to add. And I think a lot of people were hoping they would, Jamal Crawford would maybe help come out the bench to score. But I think the Bucks think the chemistry is so good, they don't want to mess that chemistry up.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like I said, this is a team that's been together for 2 years now, and I think that they want to try to minimize the number of changes. I think they feel pretty good about where they are.
Yeah. Tom Sean Devaney of Heavy.com here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan Show. We were talking about this a little bit earlier with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As far as what you think it will take to possibly stop this thing from finishing NBA season-wise, at what point does it come to? I just read one story that said, you know, if Giannis and LeBron both end up with COVID-19 during the finals, are they going to stop the finals until they're healthy and then resume it? Or how does this thing play out before they stop it if things get, interesting or, God forbid, bad in those resorts?
I think that's exactly right. You know, that if you get enough players who have to sit out, if you get enough play, if it really does move around quickly and you get player after player who gets sick, and obviously if it's LeBron and Giannis, you know, that's one thing. But even if it's, you know, two players on a team, three players on a team, to where you're significantly changing that team, and that becomes rampant. I could imagine that looking really ugly, and the commissioner saying, you know, we just can't keep going forward with this. They're certainly trying everything they can to squeeze this thing through. You know, to get this thing out as much as they possibly can. There's a lot of money at stake, obviously, and they really do want to get this thing finished. But if they get in that bubble and there's COVID all over the place, it's going to be hard for them to continue. Especially if somebody gets really sick. You know, we've had some NBA players who have gotten it and have been pretty asymptomatic. But you know, you get guys who are really sick or have to. Then again, it's just really going to look bad, and you can imagine them pulling the plug on it at that point.
Let me ask you this, Sean: who do you think is under more pressure to win this championship? Is it LeBron and the Lakers or Giannis and the Bucks?
I'd say it's Giannis and the Bucks. You know, I mean, obviously we all know what's coming for them in the next year in terms of his free agency and whatever he's going to do. This is a really golden opportunity for them. They are the class of the Eastern Conference, and really they've been the class of the league start to finish. If they go down and if everybody stays healthy and they somehow don't win, that's going to be a major, major letdown. Whereas I think with the Lakers, just the fact that, where that franchise has been the last couple of years, for them to be sort of back where they are, they've got Anthony Davis, they'll lock him up eventually long term. They've got cap space coming up in 2021, of course, when Giannis is a free agent, as we know. They're in pretty good shape even if they don't win this one. Whereas the Bucks, I think their back's a little bit against the wall here. Nobody knows what's going to happen with Giannis, of course, but you win a championship, and I think you have to feel much, much better, obviously, about your chances of keeping him long term.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Oh,
Real quick. Let me ask you this then. Maybe I'll rephrase it. If you then look at LeBron's legacy, if he goes to a championship, plays the Bucks, lose another one, does this hurt LeBron more than Giannis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Giannis has a whole career ahead of him, no question. That if you look at it just from the two guys' point, I'm convinced that Giannis will win a championship before he retires. Whereas LeBron, you know, he's carrying this thing where he keeps getting to the finals, and if he keeps losing them, then he's going to be, you know, the Buffalo Bills. So you're going to have that kind of stigma. And you know, as much as you can say that logically, hey, he did a great job to get to the finals.
Right.
If he's not winning them, it doesn't matter. That's what people are going to remember if he goes to, you know, what, 3-7 in the NBA finals.
Sean, I got a question for you. I have six daughters and a son. My son being my favorite. Don't tell my daughters. But I hear that you love buffalo wings. Now I like buffalo wings too. But I don't know why people have to look at me with the side eye if I get my wings plain and sauce on the side is mild. I mean, what is wrong with that? I thought it's America. You can get them however you want. Now my oldest daughter, she likes them volcanic, but you only get three of them, Sean. I think more people are close to me than her, or maybe I'm wrong. You tell me.
I think you're wrong.
Come on, Sean.
If you're gonna eat the wings, you need the sauce to go as hot as you can take it.
Oh,
and you need
God.
a lot of that blue cheese stuff to cool you down in between your wings. So I'm with your daughter on that one.
So you use the blue cheese to cool it down. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
I've never heard that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. At least up from the mild, you know, go to sort of mild.
I want to be able to go to the bathroom, Sean. I can't do it. I can't go to the bathroom with these waves, man. But again, I'm following you on Twitter, man. We really appreciate it. Steve, you got something else?
Thank you very much, Sean, for coming on the show,
man.
Appreciate it. From Heavy.com, Sean Devaney here on The Fan. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care. There he is, Sean Devaney. Heavy.com, Forbes.com.
A little bit.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as your passion outgrown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Miles. You don't get them hot, do you?
Yeah. I mean, not as hot as he's saying, but yeah, I'm up there on the scale a little bit. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
But why would you want to eat them hot when you got to drink one bottle of water for every wing?
No, milk is the key, Leroy. Milk will make everything calm down quickly.
Milk. Why? I don't have to drink some. I just want to eat them. I don't have to.
Which is fine.
Drink a lot of milk.
When we were in Indianapolis over the weekend, we went to this barbecue place called Big Hoffa's Barbecue, and a lot of barbecue ribs. They had a smoker going outside. Really good. But when I was there. I didn't go with the ribs like I should have probably, but I went with this captain's bowl, they called it, and it was like a spicy mac and cheese, like a Chipotle mac and cheese, I guess, something like that, buffalo chicken, French fries, ranch dressing, all together in one bowl to eat up, and it was delicious.
I wish I was 135 pounds. I could eat that, Gary.
I wish I was 135 pounds, too. Those days are long gone for me. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, those days are done. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, and you next. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.